Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, 11-11, you wish came true, more brim, that's the name of this tune. Old Brim right here, I got my boy Alex.
Ayo, what's up guys?
And as always, Within Brim Skin is brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane and Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, and Eat Better Meals. Kickstart your meal plan today.
Woo, woo.
Hell to the yes.
Yeah.
Another week, I'm telling you, Alex, I'm psyched, I'm stoked, I'm about to get into what's within my skin, things that are going to burn me the hell up. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later because, you know, I want to show some love. But before that, I'm going to show love back to our fans.
Okay.
Because we did get a bunch of reviews. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'm going to read a few.
Oh, no.
I don't even know if I have that one available right now, so don't worry.
Okay.
All right.
I have it on my phone. You sent it to me.
Oh, so, yes. All right, so we got a lot of reviews this past week or so. Didn't have a chance to read many last week. I don't even think we read any last week.
No, we didn't.
No.
Because I don't think, we just skipped over that
section.
We just skipped over it.
All right, so basically we're going to do some reviews. Again, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Obviously, you hear us on iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Google Play, all that jazz, all the good stuff. But you can leave reviews for us on iTunes. So we love you. We appreciate you. Let's read some off. So, Mega Powers. I thought this was going to be another dumb wrestling podcast, but I'm glad to see that it's got nothing to do with wrestling. Enjoying every minute of this pod, bro. Going to spread the word to everyone I know. Hell yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for the, the show. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you agree with the dumb wrestling shot?
Listen, you know what? It is what it is. I know where I came from, and I can appreciate, you know, where they're coming from.
I thought we all came from storks.
Well then, Alex, you and I are going to have a little bit of a discussion when we get off air, because I got to tell you really about the birds and the bees.
Oh boy, I'm so excited.
You should be.
Gosh.
Anyway, let's do this next one. Chemistry is great. I can't get enough of Within Brim Skin, guys. The chemistry between you two is amazing, and I love listening to this show. Thank you so much.
Woo.
Very sweet of you.
I love hearing these reviews.
Nice, nice. Let's see. Big fan here. I had to let you know that I'm a really big fan, and I'm looking forward to meeting you at San Diego Comic-Con this year. Your energy is inspiring, and I love what you do on Within Brim Skin and GHR. Thanks for, and then it cut my thing off because I didn't save that.
Oh.
So, but thank you. Thank you so much. It looks like a Brooke. Brooke, well, thank you, Brooke. Let's see. Here's another one. I can't believe you've successfully brought back the secret word from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yes.
I can't help screaming along with the show at my phone. It's wonderful. I appreciate what you're doing, guys. Well, that is sweet. And on that note,
today's secret word is
scumbags. Scumbags. You gotta wait until after I say the word to say it, to do it.
I'm so hyped. I'm so hyped. Like what Brooke said?
That one was another Bertha, I think it was.
Alright, well Bertha gets me. She's hyped. She can't help but scream at her phone. I can't help but scream every time I hear the word secret word.
There you go.
Just like, you know, it's instinct at this point.
Okay, wait, hold on. We got some others here. Let me read some more.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Duckies. I wanted to thank Brimstone for the Kikkoman duck he gave me at Philly Con.
That's right.
As if meeting you wasn't enough, the Kikko duck was the extra that I always needed. Thank you. You're welcome. We love Kikkoman. We love the stuff that they send us to give to you people. So if you see us at an event, chances are we have some goodies with us. And, you know, you won't know what we have unless you come over and see us.
Yeah,
so,
they got to come. Well, I mean, I won't be there, but.
Well, at San Diego.
Yeah, at San Diego.
But let's see. Popping culture. Is it me or is every episode riddled with pop culture references? It's amazing. I love it. Don't change a single thing or I'll hunt you down and it won't be pretty. WPS is my new vice. Well, thank you.
Well, that's definitely Brim because I don't know anything about pop culture.
Vermonting. It was really cool getting to meet you at Vermont Sci-Fi Con this weekend, Brimstone. You're welcome. Well, thank you for coming. We appreciate that. Hold on. Let's see. Two more. Let's do. Rainbow question. This one is the one.
This is it.
Does Alex go both ways and is he single? If he is, I'm pretty sure I want to be his rainbow connection.
Oh my God.
He's adorable. That is so sweet.
It is sweet. Am I answering this
question? You can answer it.
All right. So, yeah, if to the first question. Single, also yes. And I think that was it.
I think we're going to need to put you on dating something.
Like a dating show?
The stuff that, you know, it's the stuff we were trying to do with Tom on GHR, but I don't know what happened. We left Kim up to. That's the problem.
Mm. Well, I mean, you guys didn't. I set up like Tinder on the freaking iPads, even though I said Grindr when we were doing it. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember when I slipped and said that?
Yes.
I was like, I set up Grindr on the, and I was like, oh no.
Well, that would have been funny.
Oh yeah, that would have been Tom for Grindr. Oh god.
So let's do one more. Let's see. Spider-Man. 100% creeped out and tickled pink by the insect pee-pee segment. I can't tell if I am in shock or extremely curious. Either way, Brim and Alex are great. Well, thank you so much. It's very sweet of you. I appreciate the reaching out and saying those kind words. And yes, the insect lady is a little weird.
Oh yeah, definitely a little weird.
Little weird.
Just
little
a bit.
Weird. Anyway, so let's move forward. What do you call it? April 30th was the passing of one of my very good friends, Peter Mayhew, better known to the world as the Wookiee Chewbacca. It was actually just a few days before May the 4th and just a couple weeks prior to his 75th birthday. Peter and I go back a long way. You know, I actually published his books, My Favorite Giant and Growing Up Giant. I'm actually in Standing in the Stars, the Peter Mayhew story, which is the documentary about his life. That's actually done by Ryan Ziegler, which is Peter's daughter, Katie DeHaze, significant other. You know, Ray Park's in it, David Prowse, mm-hmm. who played Darth Vader, the whole nine yards. And, you know, it was really, really sad, you know, when I got the news. And it really sucks because the fact of the matter is, you know, we're in entertainment. You know, the more people that you know, the more people that you meet, you know, and the older people get, you know, you are riddled with loss. This past year has been absolutely devastating to me. You know, my mother at the beginning of last year, I lost Stan Lee last year.
Yeah, that happened.
You know, a bunch of friends. My uncle-in-law, Bruce, passed away on Christmas. And Peter just, I mean, it's been a really rough year and change. Carmen Argenziano, who I did Preacher 6 with,
yeah.
From Godfather and so forth. So it's been a year and change now, and it's I really wish it would just ease up on me a little bit. But you know, the real sucky thing is that you get the news not just from the people's family. You don't get
that.
Yeah,
you get it from
the news.
Yeah.
And you don't even see it in the news beforehand. I got it from texts and messages. Oh my God, Brim, did you see this? Did you see this? I'm saying, are you serious? Like, this is how I have to find out.
Well, I mean, I don't know who messaged you, but like me personally, like I wouldn't know that like you were friends with him. So like, you know, just playing devil's advocate.
Oh no, it's well known.
Oh.
I'm in one of his books.
Oh,
I'm on his documentary.
Wow.
So matter of fact, here's a clip from, what do you call it? A while back. That we were able to pull up about when Peter and I first met.
Tell me a little bit about how did you meet Brimstone and get to be such a good friend?
We were at a convention and Sid Nectors was this rather good-looking fella, and he said, "Oh, I draw comics, blah 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 blah." We just had a great weekend and we've been friends ever since.
That was the man, the myth, the legend. What do you call it? We, you know, I'm at a loss for words. He was a gentle giant. He was a magnificent soul. What do you call it? He had a dear, absolute dear love for his wife, Angie, his children, the fandom. He loved Star Wars fandom. He was such an advocate, and he just did an amazing job, you know, being that symbol that the Star Wars family needed. Chewbacca was, you know, one of the biggest and best characters ever to come from that universe.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? And, you know, I'll never forget his love for Dr. Pepper, our long talks. And, you know, he was actually the character, the architect in my comic, in the Brimstone and Borderhounds comic and video games. The architect was made after Peter. And for the animated series, he was supposed to be the voice for the architect, which unfortunately, due to issues that were out of my control, you know, hasn't fully happened yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I miss you, Peter. I love you. What do you call it? And, you know, may the force be with you. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be back with Within Brim's.
This is Will Friedle, and you're listening to Within Brim. Booyah. Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim's Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
What's up, everybody? This is Danny from Biohazard, and you're listening to Brim.
The original Mane & Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane & Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line has expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane & Tail has an answer, so discover the secret for yourself. Mane & Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeAndTail.com. Again, ManeAndTail.com.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Whoop, whoop.
So, last week was riddled with really crazy cool things. Oh, did you just open in Arizona?
I did.
Oh, how nice.
They're refreshing.
Did you bring one for everybody?
I asked you if you wanted one.
I didn't say me. I'm talking about the audience.
Hi, audience. For those of you that have no idea what I just did, I just looked around at all of the empty chairs in our office. That's why he's laughing.
Anyway... So it's been a pretty crazy week. Aside from the obvious, sadness with Peter, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
We had gotten back from the Vermont Sci-Fi and Fantasy Festival, which was absolutely a great event. We had a really, really good time with them. It was a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while since I've been in Vermont.
It was a lot of fun.
You know, it was the first time that you actually came out.
Yep.
There was a lot of stuff that what happens in Vermont stays in Vermont. We're not going to, talk about those stuff and things. But, let's just say there was a little bit tipsiness that was going on out there.
Hey, listen, I woke up the next morning and was ready to go to the convention, and I was fine.
You were.
I was.
We're not going to say who wasn't. But you were.
Maddie.
No, Maddie was fine.
I know.
Maddie was fine.
I'm joking.
But it was great time, great meeting a bunch of the fans out there. It was, it's always great to go to different areas all around the country, all around the world, and have the opportunity to meet and greet with people who, you don't get to see often. These fans that listen to you, that watch you, that play your video games.
Yeah. And it was cool.
It's really, really mint. I really enjoy that. I can't believe I just sent mint.
Yeah, mint.
That was like old school popping out there.
Yeah, what is that? That's really, really that's mint? What does that even mean?
I can't believe it. Like cool. Like,
oh,
like
is that
awesome.
What that means?
Yeah, mint. Cool.
Mint.
Yeah.
Oh, like mint. Like cool. Like minty fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, fresh was another old school word.
Well, I like fresh. Fresh is all right.
Fresh, she's so
but
fresh.
I've never heard anybody say, yo, that's mint.
I know.
Because when I hear someone say mint, I think like pristine, like perfect, not cool.
It's true. Okay, well, let's move forward. So a new friend that we met out there was Tentacles Gate. Very cool people. Pat and Diane out there were fantastic. They actually came in from Massachusetts, and we did a little thing. We got ourselves a Michonne sword, one of the collectibles from The Walking Dead.
Yes, we did.
For the studio.
Oh, my God. It's so cool.
It's very badass. Loving it. They are very cool over there. You can order via their website, which is absolutely killer. It is tentaclesgate.com, TentaclesGate.com. They have so many different things. You can go in their store. They have a brick and mortar, which is over in Massachusetts. Look them up. They do Walking Dead stuff. They do tarot cards, psychic readings. They call it the witch shop, Alex.
I love witches.
I do too.
Yeah?
I do too, yeah.
I actually know some people who practice Wicca.
So
do I. They're witches. Do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
what do you think? I'm just Brimstone just for the name?
No.
Come on, man.
Oh.
I'm into stuff and things.
Yeah, no, that's right. I've seen your old desk office area.
Yeah, man.
It looks very dark and creepy and all that stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, it's kind of the best stuff. I love that
it
stuff.
It is the
best.
Like
the gothic, stuff. Dark, and
because it looks
vibe.
Cool, right?
It does, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, so thank you again to them, Tentacles Gate. Make sure you check them out. The event itself, just fantastic. So glad to meet and greet all the fans out there. Then on Wednesday, I had had the pleasure of visiting with my friends over at The View on ABC.
Oh.
That was fantastic. What do you call it? Fofiki had joined me.
That's right. I heard about that.
Mo came with me, and we were able to enjoy The View. We got there a little late, so it was unfortunately too late to kind of do anything that we wanted to do, but we were still there. We had a good time. I interacted a lot with our friend Regina DeChico, who is badass. She's so funny, man.
Mm-hmm.
She is so funny. Well, you know her. You met her on GHR.
Did I?
Yes. She's the comedian that came on last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's the
warm-up. Yeah, she was really funny.
She's the warm-up comedian. And she warms up. When I tell you, man, she warms that crowd up like nobody's business. She's good.
Yeah, she was funny on the show.
I want to do something with her. I want to do like a buddy cop movie with her. I think it would be hilarious.
So then do it.
I'm looking into it.
Well, I mean, make it happen.
I,
2019, come on, where's this movie?
It takes time, bro.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You don't have time. I want it now.
What do you mean I don't have time?
I don't know.
All right,
I'm just yelling at you.
Because
I'm not supposed to be a yes man. I'm supposed to be no.
Anyway, so after we got out of the studio there, we worked out of, I went down to do a voiceover deal. I did a cameo role of a character called Private Rarla in a narrative fantasy podcast called Children of Spiria with my gal pal Erica Schroeder, who is on Pokemon. She's Yu-Gi-Oh! The whole nine yards. She's mm-hmm. done a ton of different things. Can't say much more than that now because we're under NDA. But it is...
yeah, I remember doing it with you. It was fun.
Yeah. It was amazing. And actually, they changed up the character when we were there a little bit. And
did they?
Yeah, and I will tell you about it off air, but you'll have fun with it. But it was amazing because I worked out of the legendary Konami Studios. It's mm-hmm. also known as 4K Studios in Manhattan, and that's where they do like all the video games, all the Yu-Gi-Oh stuff, and a whole bunch of other things. Really, really cool. Very cool experience. Very different. And I got to tell you, man, it was a lot of fun. I can't say who I was in the booth with. But, I was in the booth with some very, very, very seasoned pros. It was the four of us in there with a whole grouping of people that were watching in, from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call it? I got to tell you, man, very, very cool experience. So I'm very,
sounds
very
fun.
Psyched. Very psyched about that. It's gonna be good. So I'm excited to talk more about it, hopefully in the next few weeks, month, so.
Yeah, when we're not under NDA.
Exactly. So that'll be fun. I wanted to make sure everybody knew that we've got a bunch of upcoming appearances. I am going to be doing May 16th at Celebrity Sports Night. It's
Woo!
Here on Long Island. So anybody who is on Long Island and would like to purchase tickets, make sure you look that up. It is Celebrity Sports Night. It is to raise money for a foundation. And I will have all that information up on my social media. So make sure you check me out there. June 1st through 2nd, CradleCon.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to be joining us for CradleCon?
June, what is it?
1st and 2nd.
I could probably do that.
Well, you should. You should come meet the people.
I think I can do that.
Yeah, so June 1st and 2nd over at CradleCon, which is at the Cradle of Aviation.
Oh, wait, is it a Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, it is. You're probably busy.
Yeah.
It is what it is. June 22nd and 23rd, we're doing Eternal Con at the Nassau Coliseum.
Okay, that one I probably want to go to.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to go to that one.
Why?
Because even though your star is rising, sir, it's not there yet, so I don't know if they're going to be able to bring you in as a guest.
Okay, that's
but
fine.
To be fair, mm-hmm. But I'm work on it.
Okay.
All right. CradleCon, yes. I can get you in as a guest.
Yeah.
And then July 13th through 14th, the Famous Food Festival.
Ooh.
Which is a very, very cool event. Did that one last year. It was awesome. The food is unbelievable. And I got to be careful because I can't go to town because I'm doing my Eat Better Meals deal. And, so it's going to be very, very interesting. And, I'm going to be able to eat a little, but I'm not going to be able to go bomb diggity like I did last time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Then we have July 18th through 21st is San Diego Comic-Con, the big daddy of them all.
That's the big one.
So we're definitely guaranteed to be in the celebrity autograph area. You got myself, you got Kim, you got Zambo, and you got Mr. Greer from the Grindhouse Radio going to be there with me. It's going to be pretty awesome. I will definitely give some more information as we get closer. But as of right now, it's looking pretty amazing. Do you watch Netflix often?
No, not really. You could find everything online for free.
Have you ever watched Happy?
No.
Oh my God.
Happy?
Happy.
Is it a movie?
It is a show.
It's a show.
Yes. Okay. So, okay. So, Happy, I just... All right, so Danielle and I try to sit down and at least watch, you know, a show together.
Yeah.
Where we are able to, you know, kind of just chill and you know, spend some time with each other.
Yeah,
and watch
course.
Something fun and interesting and different. So, we wound up getting into Happy, which is, let's just say, a very interesting show. And
doesn't sound all too happy, though, from the way you're talking about it.
No. No, it's a very pervilicious show. Let's just say that. It's pervy. It's violent. It's violent.
Oh.
It's crazy. It's strange. It's weird. If I don't do drugs, but if you do drugs and you watch this show, it would probably be like that much better because you watch it and you think you're on drugs because it's that wild.
You get a contact high just from watching it.
It is unbelievable, and I'm kind of just like, wow. Like, have you watched, Law and Order? SVU?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I love Law and Order.
So you know
SVU.
Stabler.
Yes.
Okay, well, he is the main character in the show. So
okay.
He's Nick Sachs in the show, which is funny, because Nick Sachs is also the name of the guy who does the publishing of my books from Hound Comics.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was really funny when I heard
that.
Yeah. And I don't want to ruin anything because I think you should watch this. You would absolutely love this show.
Yeah,
it
in my spare
ridiculous.
Time.
When
I'll
I tell
watch
you
it.
when you're ready to watch something and you know, kind of just Jones on it, this is the one to do.
Happy. But there's so many other better shows that people tell me that I have to watch. Like,
Alex,
I have to finish Breaking Bad.
Trust me.
I have to watch Game of Thrones.
It's only half hour, 40
minute
episodes.
I have to watch Walking Dead.
Half hour, 40 minute episodes. You'll get through the first season in no time. Binge it.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Alex, this is your type of show.
All right.
All right.
Why is it my? Because it's a druggy show?
No, you're not a druggy.
I know.
But I'm saying because it's wild and it's just different. Trust me.
All right, I guess you're probably right.
Trust me. And you're gonna catch up on that quicker than Game of Thrones or Walking Dead.
No, obviously.
You know, you got how many episodes?
I'm not planning on watching those anytime soon.
Walking Dead, you should. Game of Thrones, nah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Too much to catch up on.
I don't know if I don't know if I'd be into the dead, to be perfectly honest. I'm not really a zombie movie or zombie show person.
Well, you don't have to be.
To get into Walking Dead?
Well, anyway, why don't we take a break?
Yeah, we should probably take a break.
Let's go to Within Brim Skin. We're going to come back. I'm sorry. We're going to go to a break. Hopefully, my head's going to be back together. And we'll be back with Within Brim Skin.
This is Mike Zasik from AMT's Comic Book Man, and you're listening to my man, Brimstone.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up. Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug in to Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter,
oh, you can-
Centipede, Galaga, and so many more. Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room? Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why the Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. So hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Walter Jones, also known as Zach, the original Black Ranger. And you're listening to my boy, Brimstone!
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
What's up, guys? I'm Daniel Logan. I'm Young Boba Fett in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and also the Clone Wars the cartoon series. You are listening to The Dark Side with my guy, the one and only Brim. Keep listening because there's a lot more bounties ahead.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or...
of a teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Yee, come on!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman.
Making soy sauce kick again.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. Now, guess what, Alex?
What?
We're about to finally get...
Oh, underneath Brimskin.
Under my skin, brother.
Yeah, let's go.
We're about to get under my skin because this next subject pisses me off to no freaking end.
Finally, I've been waiting for this the entire show. All right, what gets under your skin,
Oh, really? You've been waiting?
I love to see you pissed off. It's the best thing in the world.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. There is a Buffalo bar named Gene McCarthy's, and they've been canceled indefinitely.
Cancel that bitch.
These sons of bitches. I am going to put it out there right now. Listen, I don't give a damn who you think you are. Gene McCarthy's, I'm calling your asses out, you pathetic pieces of garbage. I swear to God, you are the biggest pieces of trash out there. Some genius, Alex, thought that it would be a good idea to call a craft beer cremated remains, described as smoke in the air in the ward, a classic German style. All right? That's disgusting and classless. What is the first thing you think about when you think about a German style, old school German style beer called cremated remains?
I don't want that anywhere near me. I would. Why would you drink that?
But do you know? Like, but it's symbolizing the Holocaust.
Oh,
think, Alex. You're a Jew.
I'm. My head's not there today.
Are you serious?
But
why do you think that it's getting under my skin?
Okay. All right. That makes sense now.
These Nazi pieces of garbage. The fact of the matter is I don't care what the hell. Who do you think you are, dude? I swear to God, we should call them up on the line right now, and I should bitch them out on the phone.
Honestly, do it.
I don't know.
Wait. What was the name of the bar again?
It's Gene McCarthy. And they're in Buffalo. It's disgusting and classless.
It's called cremated remains.
And what do you call it? It's basically, you know, described as a classic German style. You know, the smoke is in the air in the ward. Are you kidding me?
That's
kind of racist Nazi piece of garbage would do this? That is legitimately the scum between my freaking toes. I swear to God, if I had the opportunity, I would beat the snot out of each and every single goddamn person who is in that godforsaken place and has anything to do with this specific beer. All right? The fact that anybody would think that this is okay, it's beyond me. Who the hell do you think you are? The Holocaust was not a joke. The Holocaust was real. The Holocaust was disgusting. The people behind it were disgusting. And I swear to God, thank your lucky stars that you are so far away from me. And the fact is, I mean, my wife said, you know, she goes, you know, don't make too big of a deal of it online, you know, just leave it be, because, you know, I made my comments, I put it out there, mm-hmm. and I know my fan base will take a look at it. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is that I want everybody to know the kinds of garbage that's out there. I want to know I want them to know that these people are trash. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Like,
that's absolutely just awful. Like, I mean,
who thought that was okay?
Well, skinheads, Nazis.
Well, is that the case?
Probably.
That's what I'm wanting. But it's an Irish bar. That's what gets me. I'm like, what? You know what I mean? There's another beer. I looked on the website. I checked. It's another beer called Black Power. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe they're just offending everybody.
Is that the case?
Kind of like a South Park or a Family Guy thing where they go after everyone. So like nothing's offensive because every person that walks in there is going to be offended by something.
Alex, that's not just offensive. That is just disgusting. Saying something that's offensive is one thing. Talking about the thousands of people who died for no reason other than their religion. That is disgusting. That is putrid. That is, I wish that I could get my hands on some of these people.
You don't think you could joke about that?
A Holocaust joke?
Yeah.
Do I think that you could? Well, it depends. Sometimes I could say, look, Steve, who is half Jewish, made a Holocaust joke at one point.
No, his friend did.
And I gave them, you know, Eich for it.
I thought it was funny.
Well, maybe you did. But at the end of the day.
Do you think people can joke about 9/11?
No.
Do you think people could? So you don't.
I don't think it's funny.
You don't think? Well, okay.
I don't think it's funny.
It's one thing to say I don't think it's funny. It's another thing to say you can't joke about that.
No, you shouldn't joke about that.
Why?
So many people died. It is ridiculous. Innocent people died. If you think it's funny, then shame on you. Shame on you. And I'll come at you for that too, because at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is, if you weren't there, do you have any family that was there?
I don't believe so.
In 9/11, in what do you call it?
I had friends that were affected by that, and I think I had some family that was as well.
People are still dying from the effects of 9/11.
I know.
It's disgusting. It's not funny. It's not a joke. It's not funny.
You can joke about anything.
And you can't. People can joke about it. Doesn't mean that it's right. It's disgusting. It's god awful. It pisses me off. It gets under my skin. And listen, you can say anything to me. I don't give a damn. I don't care. Personally, I don't care what you say to me. It doesn't bother me. It rolls right off my skin. I've got thick skin. All right, I'm cool with that. I'm sitting here and I'm the voice of people who don't have a voice. I'll be the voice of people who aren't strong enough to sit and say, "Hell no, this isn't cool." You know? The fact of the matter is selling a product named Cremated Remains, talking about a German beer, all right? And that is a direct message to the Holocaust, where I lost family, all right? And at the end of the day, what do you call it? Millions of people have been affected by that, all right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
They could do it. Honestly, they could do what they want. Like, it's freedom. It's
freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So then I have the freedom of speech to say they're freaking scumbags.
Absolutely. You can say that.
And I have the freedom of speech to rip them apart. Don't I?
Yeah, you have the freedom of speech to rip them apart. So you can't physically rip them apart.
I can. I absolutely can.
Well, no, you can, but
it's illegal. I absolutely
can.
Sure, it's illegal. Depends on who swings first. You know,
they wouldn't swing at you. They're just like, you know,
because they're pathetic.
Selling a beer.
Because they're pathetic. And anybody that spends money on that beer and supports that beer should go to hell. And that's where you're going to meet me.
Okay.
All right? End of story. All right. It's wrong. It's disgusting. And I know it's your job to go against me on this stuff. But at the end of the day, this is not a joke. This is for real. This is real deal.
No, I understand that. I also just think that, you know, people can express themselves however the hell they want.
By making fun
South Park.
Nazi death camps?
South Park does it. And I think, and I watch that show, and it's
Nazi
hysterical.
Nazi death camps?
They make fun of everything.
I don't
South Park has made fun of South Park makes fun of Jews every single episode.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also
isn't one of them Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure that they don't say cremated remains.
No, they don't, but
I'm sure they don't go that disgusting.
They're not that disgusting. There's an episode where Cartman is freaking leading, like he's saying something in German, leading people like this down the streets.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
And it's hysterical.
It's because they're making fun. They're making fun of something that was bad. There's a difference between joking about it and making fun of something that was so ridiculously horrible and idiotic.
How do you know they're not making fun of it there?
Cremated remains. That's not making fun of it. That's
what if
Alex,
what if all the drinks there are absolutely
if they
absurd
said,
stuff
if they
like
said
that.
Adolf Hitler was a dick and that's the name of the beer, then haha, okay, that's funny.
Well, yeah,
you're talking about dead people. You're talking about people who died for no reason whatsoever.
I know.
Come at me, bro.
All right.
You'll never win this conversation, and neither will anybody else. I'm telling you right now. The fact of the matter is it is disgusting. There is a difference between joking around about, you know, that scum, you know, Adolf Hitler. You know, may he continue to roast in the pits of freaking Haiti.
But see, that's what I'm saying. South Park also doesn't just make fun of, like, Adolf Hitler. They make fun of, like, the concentration camps and everything like that.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, they do. I could pull up the episodes.
I don't know. We don't have a clip of it handy right now.
I don't have a clip of it handy right now, but trust me, as a really big South Park fan, I know what they've done.
I always liked South Park. So, again, it depends on the situation.
And that's what
I have to see the situation. This situation, no.
I don't know.
The same thing as 9/11. How is it funny that that planes were hijacked and went flying into buildings and killed other people?
Well, but that's not what people are finding funny. People make memes out of these things and they turn it into jokes. The whole event itself isn't actually a joke.
Right, but you see what I'm saying? There's a big difference.
People joke about everything. Like, people joke about war. People joke about, like, all the stuff that's going on in the Middle East. People joke about literally all kinds of terrible things. But and if you don't want to hear it, then turn it off. It's not meant for you.
At the end of the day, I can appreciate where you're coming from, but it's still wrong. It's wrong. It's disgusting.
Who are you to say that it's wrong?
And it's horrible. Who am I to say that it's wrong?
Yeah.
I have friends that died in 9/11. I have people.
Yeah, but does that
I have relatives who died in the Holocaust.
But does that make that speech wrong? Just because you personally feel that it offends you?
How? Because it's wrong.
How?
Because it's disgusting.
How?
Okay. The fact that a psycho freaking murderer went and killed a massive amount of people.
Hey,
think it's okay to sit for mass murderers to sit and kill people and then people to make fun of it and joke around about it?
Those are two completely different things.
No, it's not. It's mass genocide.
No, you said genocide. You just compared mass genocide to joking around. Like, you can't make the connection there.
No, you said who's joking around?
What do you mean, who's joking? The people that are making 9/11 jokes and Holocaust jokes and slavery jokes and black jokes.
It's horrible.
Again, why?
Why is it horrible?
Because it's horrible to you? Because you think it's horrible?
Because it's horrible to the people that were involved. And it's horrible to the people whose families were involved.
So you can't joke about anything that's going to hurt anybody.
I didn't say that.
No, but that's what that's where your logic's bringing you.
No. But there are limits.
So where do you draw a line?
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
Alex, these thousands of people were killed.
Okay, so what? If 100 people are killed, it's okay to joke about it? What about 50?
Alex,
what
about you're talking about one of the biggest things in history.
I'm asking you a legitimate question. Where do you draw the line?
It depends on how they die.
What do you mean it depends on how they die?
Depends on how they died.
So what?
It's not okay to joke about people that were murdered.
It's not okay to joke about people that were murdered.
It's okay to joke about somebody who fell into a freaking meat grinder.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because they were stupid enough to fall into a meat grinder.
All right.
No offense to the person in Pennsylvania. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, I can see that being a joke. It's not funny to sit and joke about people who were mass murdered and could not protect themselves.
But that's your opinion, though. There are people that find jokes like that funny.
Alex, there are people out there that are against. I mean, you covered it at the beginning of the show about that you do go both ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's okay for them to sit and disparage that and claim that you don't deserve to have rights because of that.
Yes, I think it's absolutely okay that they go around saying those things. I don't
and preventing them.
No,
and trying to prevent them. Oh, but why not? But it's okay.
No,
you see where the problem is.
No,
because
I draw the line when you start interfering with another person's life. You can say whatever the hell you want.
Okay.
I can tune you out. But if you try and get laws passed, or you try, we're getting really political here.
But it's the same thing with creating a beer that is so disgusting and blatantly disgusting.
They're not
against an entire race of people.
You don't have to go into the bar. You don't have to ever. Drink the drink.
But Alex, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. My reasoning, my point is, I'm telling everybody that listens not to go there
and that's
not
fine.
To drink.
And
that's what I'm doing.
And if you want to go there and protest the bar, all power to you. Get it shut down. I don't care.
Right.
But I'm
just
saying.
And that's all right. So to clarify, sure, they have a right to say whatever they want to say. They have a right to do whatever they want
to
do. But at the end of the day, don't expect people like me to not come back at you.
Oh, no, absolutely. The only thing I came back at, like, I only came back at you at one thing. There was only one thing that you said that I disagreed with.
They don't have the right to do it?
No, that you objectively think that it's wrong. But again, we're not going back to that.
Yeah. Because we can go back and forth like a ping pong.
Because we're going to go back and forth on that all
but,
day.
But, I mean, we disagree on a lot of things.
Like, yeah,
I'd rather beat the snot out of somebody. I'd rather give somebody the death penalty for doing something
and
disgusting.
I'd rather put somebody in jail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where in jail, they just have the opportunity to do more bad things.
Not if you put them in solitary. I also like to focus on rehabilitation rather than, like, isolation. But that's just me.
And that's where we're different. But anyway, that is what gets within my skin. What do you call it? Me personally, I think it's disgusting. I think that any of my fans in the Buffalo area, I think that you guys should ban that place. Don't go there. Don't drink that god-awful disgusting swill. I think they're dirty, disgusting human beings for doing that. And again, you have the right to your own opinion.
Yeah.
Alex has the right to his own opinion. In my opinion,
you filthy swine!
And that's about it. So... Everybody, we've gone a little long tonight, but you know what?
Yeah,
it's
we
all
went
in
really
good fun, and Alex doesn't hate anybody, so don't get any bad ideas.
Oh, no, guys, I stick up for everyone. I want to love everybody, and I want...
And well, he just wants to be loved.
I just want to be loved.
Anyway.
I don't mean anybody to... I don't want to offend anybody. I hope I didn't offend anybody.
Well, look, that's part of this, so...
Unfortunately, yeah.
Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in to Within Brimskin. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging out with you again next week.